What is espionage? Espionage is the secret gathering of information regarding the intentions and capabilities of other persons, groups, organizations, or states. Espionage differs from intelligence precisely in this way. Intelligence is the gathering of information either openly or secretly, or to use espionage jargon, either overtly or covertly. Espionage, on the other hand, is always covert. It is always conducted in secret. Therefore, espionage is generally considered to be synonymous with spying. R.N. Kulkarni has written that espionage is the effort to discover, by concealed methods, the guarded secrets of the adversary. It is a part of the total intelligence effort that is designed for the surreptitious inspection of the activities of others. An espionage activity is the most delicate precision instrument operated by the government, and it is also the most unethical and lawless activity in which any nation may engage. Because of the dubious ethical status of espionage activity, governments painstakingly camouflage the activities and disown the existence altogether. In the lexicon of modern international relations, these deceptions are known as maintaining deniability. Another synonym of espionage is clandestine operations, secret underground activity that cannot usually be traced back to its source. Anonymity and deniability are often crucial aspects of espionage work. There are two primary categories of espionage work: human or human intelligence, spies, agents, and the like, and SIGINT, signals intelligence, which refers to codes, ciphers, secret forms of communication, secret writing, secret monitoring of an adversary's communications. Now, most definitions of espionage and intelligence are so broad as to allow us to define even a local town library as intelligence. But as the foremost authority on the history of Soviet espionage, Cambridge professor Christopher Andrew has written, "Knowledge is power, raw intelligence is not. It is not enough to gather raw intelligence. That information must be explored, analyzed, processed. And therefore, we see already that intrinsic to espionage is not only the covert gathering of information, but also its covert analysis and its presentation to military or political or economic leaders who will then adjust and adapt their own policies or tactics accordingly. Raw intelligence, processed intelligence, analysis, policy outcomes. Those are the four intrinsic steps in the gathering and utilization of espionage intelligence." Although I may seem to be splitting hairs here, these distinctions each carry enormous importance in the history of espionage, as we shall see over the course of these lectures. Besides espionage intelligence, the secret gathering of information, espionage also includes counterintelligence, often referred to as XX or X2, which means protecting one's own secrets from the prying eyes of others. And this raises the thorny issue of information control. While spying focuses on the secret collection of information about one's adversaries, it also includes the deliberate use of disinformation, the conscious spreading of false information in order to deceive one's adversaries, enemies, or even friends about one's own intentions and capabilities. Besides the deliberate spreading of false information to mislead others, under the rubric of espionage, we can also include the use of sabotage. Why engage in espionage? Specialists and military and political leaders alike are unanimous in their resounding judgments about the importance of espionage in the modern world. The mastermind of the golden age of Soviet illegal spy networks during the Stalin era of the 1930s, Alexander Orlov, wrote, "The importance of intelligence services in the fortune of nations cannot be overstated. the existence or absence of a well-working spy network on the territory of a potential enemy may spell the difference between victory and defeat.